because of that, my portion of the of this presentation is a little bit like black letter law, kind of law nerd approach to the issue a little bit. And in that regard, our paper is, it's got plenty of case law in it and is really available for you. We hope to use it as a resource tool for you. When you get a Brady issue, whether it's on a motion for a new trial, direct appeal, or a writ, you can go to it if you need some case law and it'll get you started, maybe get you exactly what you need. So we're not going to really go by the paper today, but it is there for you as a resource tool.
And as Carson said, my name is Inger Chandler. I was a prosecutor for 13 and a half years, and then I was, by email, asked to not stay at the DA's office after an election. And, you know, it's something we all deal with, right? I mean, everybody in this room, whether you're a prosecutor or a defense lawyer, we know that the system is kind of infiltrated with politics these days. And so the winds of change come and go and different faces come and go. But what it actually really means, especially for my approach to this topic, is that I've spent the last 15 months on the other side after almost 14 years as a prosecutor. And so it's to sit here and talk about Brady and Brady issues and Brady case law update, I'm probably going to say a lot of different things than I might have said a year and a half ago, right? Because I now have the perspective of what it's like to be on the other side. I went to the DA's office in Houston straight out of law school, and I did your traditional prosecutor track. I was in the misdemeanor division, the felony division. I spent about 3.5 years doing death penalty habeas in Houston, went back to the trial bureau, and then I spent my last 3.5 years there running the conviction integrity unit. So I did innocence investigations and really kind of dug into the issues that surround Brady, but particularly post-conviction Brady.